Okay, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, it is the concerts in the park. It's payday weekend, but even the cost of 89 rand is negligible for a great concert. Mango Groove, Dukes of Note, Bam Bam Brown, and Nomadic Orchestra playing concerts in the park this Sunday, the 26th, at Duval Park. Four bands for only 89 rand. Nomadic Orchestra is a band that I first started taking note of when they used to play at these the Balkanology parties here in the CBD, and then floated around. We're joined now by Gabriel Detoy of the Nomadic Orchestra. Yeah, Balkanology. I remember those parties, eh? How are you doing, Gabriel?
I'm good, and you, Lester. Thanks for having me. Oh, those Balkanology parties. I mean, that's going back to 2009 now, hey?
Yeah, it was a really, really good time in the city. But you're a five-piece big band. I love a big band sound, or a brass band sound. Big band is more brass members, but a five-piece brass band, it reminds me very much of that New Orleans style. It's a really, really great sound. How long have you guys been together? You started off by playing at Balkanology parties.
Exactly. That's how we formed, and that's now already going back like what, 13, almost 14 years.
Wow.
So I'm feeling my age a bit, Lester.
And what are you looking to bring to Sunday's concerts in the park? I love this particular series of concerts in the park where they're getting two, three, four bands together. So is there sort of a jam at the end of the set for the classic Mango Groove sound to meet the big brass sound of Nomadic Orchestra sometime at the end of the show? It's going to be really something.
It's going to be amazing, and we're so honored to play with a band like this. And what a great space! I mean, putting music in Duval Park like this is obviously a huge, huge thing for Cape Town. With so little music and venues happening, this is a huge day for us. And I hope they let us come and jam with them on stage.
Yeah,
That
it
would
would
be
be
cool. Mango
amazing.
Groove. Any answers? Thank you.
We'll speak to Claire Johnson and the team. But for people who don't know the sound of Nomadic Orchestra, we're going to be playing a song of yours, Out and About, which was largely you guys' response to lockdown, being unable to really, not being able to gig in the thick of lockdown. But for people who
Yeah.
don't know the sound of Nomadic Orchestra, if I give you the example of playing at Balkanology parties, it was largely the sort of Eastern European, I'm not gonna, yeah, Serbian, Romanian sound,
Yeah.
and it's really, really infectious. Describe Nomadic Orchestra to the Cape Talk listener who may not have heard you before.
Well, exactly. At the core of it, we really call ourselves a dance band. We really want people to get moving and jump with us in pretty easy kinds of rhythms, but with, as you said, these Eastern European minor driven melodies. And really at the core of it, we've got the tuba instead of bass, which you can audibly hear and see how amazing it looks. And with the saxophone and the trumpet, and then some, pretty boisterous kind of rapping and shouting and things to get the blood pumping a bit.
Yeah, I love it. Look, you play the sax. You're also the lead singer. How is that? There's the circular breathing and the diaphragm work of playing sax. But if you're yelping and whelping and busting a rhyme, yes, of course you can use your diaphragm a lot. But what do you
Yeah.
prefer? What do you prefer? The singing or the sax playing?
Oh my gosh, that's a question. I mean, look, you actually get a very similar feeling from playing a saxophone to singing. The sound comes from inside you. And as you say, you push that diaphragm up, and all the air you have at your disposal in your lungs, every last drop, you push it out of there. And it all feels like it comes from inside of you. And I can't pick a favorite, Lester. I've been doing both for many years. That would be like picking a favorite child, you know?
The world has opened up over the last 18 months or so, but you've played at big local festivals, Opikopi, Splashy Finn, Rocking the Daisies. Besides concerts in the park, is that pre-COVID festival dance party atmosphere back? Is the is that the Balkanology days of 2009, are they slowly coming back?
I definitely feel it coming back. You know, I see people, even people that haven't been really exposed to live music, you know, youngsters that for the first time in walking into the clubs and they get this feeling and they see these instruments on stage and you can kind of see curiosity in their eyes. And so there's kind of this reawakening to music and social interaction. And we're all kind of coming out of our little bits of social anxiety, trying to feel normal again. And I definitely feel like we're coming out of it. I don't think we're out of the woods yet, to be honest, but definitely seeing people coming out, enjoying it, talking to us, dancing with us. It's amazing.
We've been having a debate earlier in our show with our producers about audience members who sing along. It's based off a TikTok account a TikToker who went to a Billie Eilish concert, and she said it was absolute a horrific experience because they wanted to hear Billie Eilish sing. But everyone knows the words and they were just singing along and what they say wasn't an enjoyable experience. My argument is if you're going to be putting out karaoke bangers, then expect people to sing along. Bruce is saying if it's a 5-piece, you know, brass bands, the best thing about your show is there are no loud sing-alongs.
This is true. I mean, you know, we've had funny things though, Lester, where someone would grab my tambourine off the stage and start hammering it with us, not knowing there's a time change coming, and, you know, kind of throws all of our tempos out and we almost all fall over each other trying to get back to the tempo. So it can be a distraction from stage, but I believe as a performer, one needs to be pretty slick and kind of handle those things. And if you must sing with them or tell them, hey, your tempo's wrong, sing with me, you know. Maybe that's a kind of a humbling lesson to learn for the performer.
Gosh, I'm looking forward to it on Sunday the 26th. Gabriel Dutour will play out with their song Out and About. They're performing along with Duke of Note, Bam Bam Brown, and I guess the headline, Mango Groove. But it's going to be absolutely amazing to hopefully see Nomadic Orchestra jamming with Mango Groove at the Deval Park concert this Sunday the 26th. Tickets only, believe it or not, 89 rand.